For the past 17 years, the Boise Weekly has been discovering writers from all over the Treasure Valley, from stories of love and loss to murder to nature. The annual Boise Weekly Fiction 101 contest has something for everyone. And as Boise Weekly writer Harrison Berry says, and I'm quoting him, "We want to find out if you can write your way out of a paper bag. And if you think you can, well, you've still got time to submit your work." Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Harrison, along with Amber Saylor, who won last year's contest. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Harrison, I want to start with you. I mean, I know you weren't here when this first came to fruition 17 years ago, but what do you know about how the contest came to being?
Well, there came a point when alternative news weeklies around the country were looking for ways to engage their readerships. Readership engagement as a two-way street, and fiction contests were the rage of the time. So we built one of our own. We decided on 101 words as kind of a catchy, kind of idiosyncratic way to present the contest. But it's always had a panel of judges, and we've always published the winners. And it's a fantastic way to let readers know that we're paying attention to them.
So talk to me about this, how it is judged, because you're right. I mean, you've got some good panel of judges.
It's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a 5-piece band this year. And I might hold a few of the names kind of closer to my vest
today.
Oh,
that's all right. Okay.
But it's always a five-person panel. In the past, Boise Weekly had used a lot of our own writers, people on our editorial team. We'd kind of judged amongst ourselves. And it's only been in the last few years that we've started to reach out to other arts organizations, other kind of community stakeholder types to say, hey, do you want to bring someone along? And we'd love to have them on our judging panel.
How has that changed how things are judged then? Because, I mean, you kind of get outside of that little insulated box of your own staff.
Well, That's exactly it. It's kind of about getting out of our own heads. But we often bring on we've had local writers. We've had Alan Heathcock, for example. Mm-hmm. We've had people from the Idaho Commission on the Arts, Idaho Humanities Council, The Cabin, Rediscovered Books, people from all over who actually know quite a bit more about literature than you know, just you know,
than that average scribblers. Writer, right?
Yeah.
So Amber, tell me about you. Have you always written? Or is this something, you know, you heard about and thought, I'll submit something?
I have always been a writer. I mean, I started writing when I was 12. I started writing really, really bad poetry.
that teenage angst, right?
Oh, you know it. Yeah, definitely. But then, yeah, I went to school at BSU and graduated with my degree in creative writing. So it's been an ongoing pursuit. Mm-hmm.
So last year, tell me about what you submitted.
So I submitted a piece about relationships, and 101 words, just try to hook the judges from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So here's my question for you. Is it harder to write something in 101 words versus something longer when you know you have to capture that audience?
Harrison and I were actually talking about this. I think having those restrictions, it's really like a game to me. I love being able to work within those restrictions and be creative within those restrictions. So, yeah, in some ways it is more difficult, but it's nice to be able to trim back all the extras.
So did you write exactly 101 words, or was it like 100, or how does that work?
Exactly 101.
Oh, and are you counting? I mean, that would be the thing.
That's what we have word for, right?
Yeah, right? Exactly. And so Harrison, I mean, does it have to be, I mean, you know, that might sound silly, but I mean, does it have to be, I mean, it has 101 words. Does it have to be 101 words, or does it just can't go over 101 words?
It has to be 101 words according to Microsoft Word's word count feature. Can I say word one more time?
I know, word. So it really does. It has to be. See, that would freak me out right there. Because, I mean, I'm like, well, wait, what if I'm at 90? And then I just have to find some extemporaneous sentence to put in there at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
if you're at 90 words, then maybe you've cut too much.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay, so tell me about when did you get a phone call and said you're the winner? Or how did that process work?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember. I think that it was just posted. Didn't Boise Weekly post it? And then...
Oh, and so that's how you found
it. Or did you send out an email?
I always send out an email.
It was an email.
To let people know that it's always a very generic kind of an email, too. Like, sir, madam, you have possibly
Maybe
won something for Fiction 101 contest. Will you please come to our reading party?
Oh, interesting. Okay. I am speaking with Harrison Berry, a staff writer with the Boise Weekly, and Amber Saylor. She won last year's Fiction 101 contest that the Boise Weekly puts on every single year. So do you not know that you won then when you get this email? Is that kind of how it works, Harrison? You want to wait? And then do you publish? And that's how the person officially finds out?
Whoever actually, the people who actually win, I mean, they all get those emails. You know, if you won first place or if you got an honorable mention or if you were a judge's pick, you don't know that based on the email. Mm. We just ask you to come and, you know, read your piece.
And because you go to Rediscovered Books, correct?
Yeah.
And they're doing that again this year.
They are doing that again this year. We don't have a date for you yet. About when that party is, but we'll splash it.
But you're still taking entries for so talk
yes.
to me. Okay, so give me the rules, the guidelines. If there is a, you know, writer out there who is at 100 words right now,
just one more.
Well, just one more word.
So the really short spiel is entries must be 101 words. That does not count titles.
Oh,
right. And sometimes
you have chapters with 101 words. Okay. You might.
Yeah.
All right.
But if someone has a title for their story, we don't count that toward their 101 words. It's always the body of the story.
Okay.
Entries must be 101 words. We have to have them submitted on or by the 19th of this month.
Okay. So a week from today.
Pretty much, yeah.
I better start working hard.
Yeah. it's crunch time.
Yes.
we like to have those submitted by email. No print, no like printed out copies mailed to us. Please email them to fiction101@boiseweekly.com. And online we have some instructions for payment. It's $10 per $10 entry fee per entry.
Okay. But there are prizes at the end of this too. I mean,
there are.
You know, you don't just pay $10 and get nothing out of this.
Yeah, historically, they are the size of the prizes is contingent on the number of entries that we receive. But the prizes have also historically been pretty substantial because we get a lot of entries.
So, what's the most fun? What's the funnest part of this for you, Harrison?
Ooh, I have to say the judging. I mean, I'm a terrible judge of literature myself, but the people who we bring in to judge are absolutely hilarious, and they have these awesome reasons for liking the stories that they do, and it's like a really good chance for me to have my own, because I read all the entries myself, mm-hmm. but my own reading is illuminated by people who think really hard about this particular subject all the time.
And do you kind of get into some clashes sometimes? Like, seriously, you honestly think this is good versus, this could be, you know, a Pulitzer Prize here.
There's some grand old fights. We've had people get into arguments over everything from like, well, there's a story that just has two perfect words, and I'll say them right now, tan daddy. you know, someone
that just makes your imagination go
yeah.
places.
The other 99 words.
I don't know
words,
if I like where my imagination is going right now.
I know.
The other 99 words we couldn't remember, but you know, tan daddy really sticks out at you. So sometimes it's just those couple of words that say that like scream to judges like this is really cool. Other times it's these, you know, intricate layered stories about, you know, things that are really funny or really sad, stories about nature. You know, we try to mix it up a little bit, but, you know, it's whatever grabs your attention and keeps it.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest today, Boise Weekly writer Harrison Berry, Amber Saylor, who won last year's Fiction 101 contest. If you are interested in doing that, November 19th is your deadline. And Harrison said, you have to email, no paper. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.